What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming into with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect, and it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Gentlemen, if there was ever an HMT that clearly proves what I always say, when it comes to men in long suffering marriages and what they have to bear the brunt of behind closed marital doors, this is it. Now, this article was published on the 6th of March. Man jailed for offlining his wife after quote unquote years of abuse. Gentlemen, I'm going to make a video where I actually break down the public humiliation of men and how society loves it, which is nothing more than socially accepted abuse. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! A 78-year-old man who offlined his wife after suffering years of abuse at her hands has been jailed. Charles Graham, 78, strangled his wife of nearly 50 years, Davinia, 67, in their home in Cheltenham in August of last year after she threatened to stab him. Oh, this is coming from across the pond. And speaking of things from across the pond, Constable Kennedy, I looked at what you asked me to look at, and I'm definitely going to make a video on that, because who they tried to connect with what happened, that is absolutely despicable. Graham was jailed for 3 years for manslaughter at Bristol Crown Court on Thursday. Their surviving daughter, Paula White, told the court that Mrs. Graham had, quote unquote, very complex mental needs, which her husband, quote unquote, bore the brunt of for more than 40 years. Think about that, gentlemen. Four decades this man suffered at the hands of his abusive wife. Now, of course, they want to say years to downplay it. Nah, It was decades. Ms. White, 43, added, he, quote unquote, protected my sister and me from many of the things that my mom did. The court heard Graham, a retired paramedic, snapped and offlined his wife before calling, wow, this is one hell of a word, Gloucestershire Constabulary, pretty sure I butchered it, but oh well, to admit what he had done. The court was also told that Mrs. Graham suffered from mental health problems for many years, exacerbated by the unfortunate passing of their daughter and grandson, and had been abusive to her husband and family. On August 22nd, Mrs. Graham was admitted to the hospital after taking an overdose. Adam Vitlingham, KC, prosecuting, said she was discharged on August 30th, but she was readmitted hours later after an argument. in which the police were called between the pair. She was then sent home in a taxi from the hospital. In the early hours of the following day, Graham offlined her after she threatened him and phoned the police. He told call handlers, quote unquote, "Good morning. I might as well just say it. I'm afraid I offlined my wife. I strangled her." He told them that she turned up very aggressive and very abusive, adding that she threatened to stab him. "I sort of, well, I lost it. That's all I can say," he said. "I've always said that if I ever hit her, I wouldn't be able to stop. I've got many years of frustration and anger inside of me. Put a massive pin right there." Quote unquote, "I hit her a couple of times to try and stop her from getting past me. And then I pushed her. I put my hands around her throat. Next thing I know, I'm strangling her." Mr. V added evidence, painting a quote unquote significant picture of domestic abuse towards him. I just added that in. Quote unquote, "living in fear." Breaking down in tears in court, Ms. White described growing up as a child. "I did not have the best relationship with my mom. She was not the easiest person to get along with," she said. "However, since her deletion, there have been occasions where I missed my mom and things that she used to do for our family. What I am not missing is the fear I lived in when my mom was alive. I was in fear of visiting or contacting other family members because, unfortunately, my mom would not be happy if I contacted them. This has had a big impact on my life, and I feel a sense of freedom that my mom is no longer here." God damn! That must have been one seriously evil woman who disguised her abuse as mental health issues. Graham of Fairfield Road, Cheltenham, has denied termination but pleaded guilty to manslaughter on the basis of loss of control. Sentencing Graham, Judge Peter Blair, KC, the Recorder of Bristol, said, "I've read much about your case, and your barrister has sent out some of the history within your family of tragedies to people unfortunately passing away too long, and most particularly of your wife suffering from complex mental health difficulties." Well, well, well. Gentlemen, I always say this. How many men are in long-suffering, abusive marriages and have nowhere to turn? This man had every right to walk out that damn door. But you know what? He didn't. Because he knew if he did, then his children would have bore the brunt of his wife's absolutely disgusting, abusive behavior. When your own daughter says, essentially, "the world is better off without you," you know that that woman was pure out evil. Truly evil. But yeah. Something that I'm going to talk about is the public humiliation of men via social media. Hell, you all probably saw what happened to Alec Baldwin when his wife was like, oh, I'm talking. When I'm talking, you don't talk. Yeah, society loved that. Yeah, she cut her husband down on national television. And yet, what did he do? He shut his mouth. She made him look like a complete and total bitch. And yeah, you know, women were like, oh yeah, you go girl, you slay queen, you told that man. Yeah, no. But he's gonna stay in that marriage. Why? Because unfortunately, with the abuse of women comes the gun of the state. Yeah, yeah, I'm definitely gonna make a video and break all that shit down. But back to Mr. Graham. 4 decades this man endured of abuse. And he finally said, no more. No more. I've gone beyond my line. And this man has to have the patience of a saint. But as I reiterate, he did what he did and he stayed because his children, he decided to stand in the gap. What more can I say about this one, gentlemen? What more can I honestly and truly say? Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, it went down in the home, gonna give that a 10. Method of execution, I'm gonna say the healing hands for this one and give that a 50. Psychological impact, gonna give that a 40. And for the brutality factor, I'm gonna give that a 40 as well, because he made sure his face was gonna be the last thing she saw before it all faded to black. So Charles Vice Grip Graham gets a score of 140. Gentlemen, once again, there are so many men in long-suffering, abusive marriages that go unnoticed by the public. Because these men know if they try to go public, and unfortunately, our society is so damn sick, just like Xavier Worthy, he tried to go and get rid of his girlfriend who was cheating on him. What happened? Society turned on him. As soon as she said, oh, I'm the victim. Yeah, even when this man had all the markings, everything, society still said, you know what? You're a man. You cannot be a victim, even when you have all the markings, even though we know that, yes, you have all the evidence of being an abused man, we're still going to treat you like a piece of crap. Gentlemen, gotta change this. Got to. I don't think the older generations are ever going to change it. However, I do have hope that the younger generations of men who've grown up in this social media society have seen this shit play out, decide to change things. Yeah. Yep. I'm going to go back to an old TFM quote. Feminism ends when men decide to end it. Nothing more can be said about it. Yeah, it's going to be men who are going to eventually end feminism. But yeah, this story right here, absolutely despicable. The abuse that this man endured for that length of time with no help. But hey, he figured, you know what? Eventually, in the end, he took matters into his own hands and did what needed to be done. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And to you women out there who love to spout this particular phrase. Hell have no fury like a woman scorned. No, that is not a powerful phrase. Why? Because a woman scorned needs to get another man to do her dirty work for her. However, that is nothing compared to the fury of a patient man. And we all know that that is one of the things that every man knows to fear. This man was patient for 40 years, and finally, he snapped. So you better understand this, ladies, and you better understand this crystally damn clear. The power you think you have in this world, which we all know is fake, false, and was given to you by weak men, will eventually go out. Feminism and the idea that you're going to be using mental health as an excuse for your abusive behavior, those excuses are going to go out right along with it. Because once again, when a man no longer fears the consequences of his actions, he will act up to and including lethal action. Oh yeah. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Woke up, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.